I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Wednesday, November the 30th, 2011. Regular session of Commissioners Court will be in session now. We're going to begin this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Crabtree, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we meet here today, Lord, I just ask that you give us wisdom to make decisions to move this county forward. And Lord, just give us grace and humility to represent the people that we represent. Lord, just be with each person here on this board today as we meet. And thank you for all the blessings you've given up your county in the past and for all the ones in the future. In Jesus' name I ask, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes from the meeting held on November the 14th and November the 18th. And Madam Clerk, okay, right there. on the November 14th meeting, right before item 10, if you just make a note there in the minutes, amend those minutes to show that I had to leave that meeting to attend school and that I turned the meeting over to Commissioner Crittenden. Do y'all have any other changes y'all noted?
That's all I'm aware of. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of November the 14th and November the 18th. With the changes noted on November the 14th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the minutes as amended. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
And Judge, we've got to do the payroll for the election workers. And so we can't run two payrolls at one time with the holidays. I think we'll be doing that election payroll, and I'm just letting you know, and if it's okay to go ahead with it legally.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Do we want to we have these two pages together. We have the second page. It's got the $50 for Constable Precinct 1 to go from guns and ammo to bonds. Do we need to approve them without that one? So I remember it. I listened to the minutes that the Deputy Constable is going to pay for his own bond.
Look on that second. Look on the. Did you get this one, Lloyd?
This is all I got.
There's this one also. And it's on the second page. We're going to talk a little bit about accounts payable then before we approve the budget amendments. I think, Commissioner Hefner, what you're talking about is that there's money being moved from Constable 1 guns and ammo into Constable 1 bonds. And the court, when we said we were going to allow Constable number 1 to have a deputy we weren't going to pay for the bond.
Correct. And I listened to the minutes to make sure that I wasn't, I was remembering that correctly, and it was at no cost to the county whatsoever.
Right.
The bond.
Well, this one's not on this. This road and bridge.
Yeah.
There's two.
So we've got. Another.
If you'd like, if you want to make a motion to approve the budget amendments except for that one, we can do it that way.
Just before we make a motion.
Yes, sir.
On the third page of the budget amendments, the separate page.
Yes.
It's not noted on there where that money's being moved to.
Moved it.
It's coming out of 15.
4335.
It's moving to that one right below it.
The expense account.
4335.
Yeah.
It's going into okay. So it's going into the fund to repair the road repair fund.
Road damage repair.
Okay, so it's going to be here.
It yeah. comes in as miscellaneous income is how you have it labeled, and then when you move it into actual and road and bridge, it goes into okay.
Into that fund we set up for damage.
For road damages. Okay. I'll move to approve the budget amendments, except for the $50.
Second.
Okay. Constables.
The motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to approve budget amendments with the exception of the transfer in Constable 1 from guns and ammo to bonds. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And there's actually another signature page on this one, too.
Okay.
So it's like three. And I made that correction there.
Gotcha.
There's a signature on some pages on that. Item 3E are the accounts payable, and again, we know we need to make that change in Constable 1.
I'll move that we pay accounts payable except for $50 bond on 551.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve accounts payable with the exception of the $50 bond payment in Constable 1. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F are auditor's reports, and I don't think we had any. Item 3F won't require any action. Item 3G are treasurer's reports.
I do not have it ready today. I've got one problem on it, and it says that, you know, that I agree to everything being true and correct, and it's not true and correct right now. So.
Okay. Item 3G won't require any action.
Thank you.
Item 3H are bonds and oaths, and we have a bond we need to record for Brandy Vick in the treasurer's office.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to record that bond. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bond is recorded. Item 3I are deputations. And we have a deputation for Tim Barnett.
Motion to record. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record that deputation. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Item 3J is the state and county tax summary.
Did you get that?
Yeah, it's out of the bit.
Motion to record. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree and seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to record the state and county tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Item 3K are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record and approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved and recorded. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve purchase of chairs for the communications office in the sheriff's department. And Freddie, I saw you just a minute ago before the meeting, and it's my understanding that you need to buy four chairs.
Yes, sir, four chairs and four mats.
And it's a little more than I thought it was going to be. It's $1,520?
That's correct.
Okay.
The chairs themselves are $325 a piece, and the mats are $55 a piece.
Judge, didn't the court put a limit on the cost of the chairs that we could buy when Commissioner Campbell was on the court?
I remember some discussion about that.
I think there was a limit as to how much.
Can you remind us why we have to buy those chairs every 2 or 3 years?
Yes, sir, these chairs are used in dispatch or communication division. They're set in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by our dispatchers. They never get a break. The ones that we have right now have already been repaired once. The cylinders are breaking, the levers are breaking on them, the bolts are coming out, even the armrest are so worn that the actual frame is showing, I guess the stuffing or the covering over the arms is coming off. So they're highly abused, basically, just by the use that they're getting. They never get a break.
You also told me that you spoke to the dispatchers or whoever's over dispatch over in Gregg County, and what did they tell you?
I said they also have to replace their chairs every 2 or 3 years also.
All right. Let me ask you this, did y'all look at any less expensive chairs?
The less expensive chairs generally do not hold up as well. Personally, I don't know if anybody actually, if Captain Roberts checked anybody else on the additional chairs, but the chairs that we probably need down there are what's called the big and tall chairs, whether they have a bit longer use out of them than just some of the other chairs that you might get.
Okay.
Judge, there's a chance these could be the same chairs that just become more expensive since we discussed this.
No, we always put a limit on, I'm thinking $129 on office chairs for individual offices, but we've always bought those better chairs for the, but that's the reason that they come to us and ask for it. Generally, if an individual in the office needs a chair, well, we put that limit on it where they can buy it and then bring it to us for approval after the fact, is the way I remember it.
Where is this money going to come from?
It normally comes, and that's another good issue, it normally comes out of 409-5450, which is furniture and fixtures. This year, there's only $1,000 in that line item. So if you approve the purchase, what I'm going to recommend is a transfer out of the line item just above that.
Well, is there another fund the sheriff could pull out of his?
I'm not sure, sir.
I mean, they've got to have some chairs, so.
Yeah, out of office machines and equipment.
How much is in that line item?
$8,000.
That's also in his, no, that's in.
That's in 409.
That's in our department, huh?
Yeah. He's got $7,000 in general office supplies, but Sheriff's Office supplies.
So basically what's going on here is we do have that cap that's on there, but you, it's your department has come to us and asked, you're basically asking to spend more than what we have set the cap at, is what it amounts to. And if they've got the money in their budget or whatever, I'll make a motion that they...
Well, this non-departmental furniture and fixtures is $1,000.
So we need to make it 520 somewhere.
Which is also non-departmental, it's not technically their budget, but...
Well, I thought the line item broke, had $8,000 in it.
It does.
So they've got the option of taking it out of that line item there.
We're still non-departmental.
It's still non-departmental.
But they can take out that line item there.
Yeah. We can approve that.
Okay. I'll make a motion that the Sheriff's Department be allowed to purchase the products that they have mentioned here, the chairs, the four chairs, four mats, and it be taken out of 409...
5450.
And the remainder will have to come from somewhere else.
And we'll make a budget amendment to reflect that.
Yeah, and it's going to be 409-5400.
The balance to come out of 409-5400.
Okay.
And a budget amendment to reflect these changes.
Second.
All right. The motion is to approve the purchase with $1,000 coming out of 409-5450, and then the balance of 520 coming out of 409-5400. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. So, Meyer, when that bill comes through, and we'll have to make sure we take it out of the right line items.
I'm reading it.
Okay. I see the auditor left.
She's back there.
No, she left.
She left.
She left?
Yeah. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to designate the south entrance of the courthouse as a non-smoking area. And the county clerk's not here, but what I understand is that sometimes when her windows are open and people are smoking out there, it drafts up into her office, and she's unhappy with that. So.
And this might not be the time to do it, but what if we put an ordinance, no smoking within 50 feet of any county building entrance? Would that be possible?
We can do that. We can't discuss it today.
Okay.
We didn't post it that way, but
okay.
We better not discuss it today that way.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve item 5 to make the south entrance of the courthouse as a non-smoking area.
Second.
Are y'all going to post a sign saying that?
We must get Deputy Tim to police it.
We could run off a little sign off the printer.
Okay.
No smoking.
Leave it up for a little while.
Yeah.
Until everybody gets used to it.
Move the ashtray.
All right.
Forget him.
Yeah, if you move the ashtray. I don't know. The motion's by Commissioner Crittenden to designate the south entrance of the courthouse as a non-smoking area, seconded by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County Road and Bridge Department sign assessment program. And Mr. Fisher has drawn up a policy for our sign assessment program. This is required now under the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices. And as I understand it, you just need this adopted so that we're in compliance.
Yes. Just one key word. We don't want to specify this as a policy.
Okay.
We want to make sure it's a program, not a policy.
Okay.
Like I say, as you mentioned, it's a new code that's in the TMUTCD, as Judge mentioned. There are, it's basically a three-step program where we have to have the program recorded and implemented when started by January 22nd of 2012. So, you know, we have a little bit of time if there's any changes y'all want to see, you know, looked into.
Who does the inspection?
We will.
You did yourself, self-inspected?
Yes.
Okay.
This is over an extended period of time that this program has to be completed?
Right. We have to have, what it's based upon is nighttime reflectivity of the signs. So you might call it it's a safety measure for emergency vehicles and passengers to be able to see signs that are along the side of the road. We have to have all the warning signs and regulatory signs up to the minimum standards by January 2015. So we have 3 years to get our, what I call the critical signs, up to the reflectivity standards. And then the next deadline is by January of 2018, having the street signs to meet the reflectivity requirements. So what I've proposed in this program is a gradual year-by-year step process to have all of our signs upgraded to new reflectivity. I say one you know, minor item is that the basis for adequate reflectivity is engineer-grade signs, so pretty easily seen at nighttime. We're going to start placing high-intensity signs so that as they get dusty and dirty, they don't need to be simply replaced. They'll last for longer periods for, definitely a small increase in price of the signs. That's my intention, to get longer life out of what does get installed to meet these program guidelines. I have had the program reviewed by my peers in Tarrant County, and they found no objections to the plan I'm proposing to you this morning.
Do they use similar ones?
Theirs is actually much more detailed. So they are a more urban type county, and theirs is a more detailed program. A lot of the tips that they gave a presentation on back in October are picked up in the program I'm presenting to you. What I've tried to do is cover all the basic guidelines without getting super detailed in regards to software and specific that one, like I say, once y'all approve this program, will be the department to implement it.
So you are talking about additional software?
No.
Oh, okay.
This will all be kept on Excel and paper copies, so kind of scanned and filed.
So this is going to be, the only expense we've got to incur right now is the purchase of new signs to start the program?
We don't have to purchase any new signs to start the program. The signs that we'll be purchasing are a lot of the typical signs we purchase anyhow, stop signs, curb warning signs, speed limits. You know, those are basic signs that we purchase throughout every year.
I guess my question is, do we have to go out and change any signs real soon?
There is a chance after we do our first inspection, January, February of 2012, when we get our results back, the ones that are poor reflectivity, we will replace within 1 year. That's what the program calls for. So it's not a one-week replacement, nothing that's unrealistic.
Is this just a visual test?
Yes.
There's no, well, what's the standard that's?
All right, the way visual test works, good question. We will have brand new engineer-grade signs kind of set up as a control at our central bar. And before they start their inspection, they'll kind of drive through and visualize what the adequate reflectivity is before they start their inspection. That way they have a daily control sign to base their judgment on. Visual inspection is the most practical way to inspect these signs. You could go as far as a electronic reflectometer. We have to visually check every sign by hand. I don't believe that expense is necessary. Most counties do not. The only ones you might see consider that will be DFW and Harris County, of anywhere in the state. Like I say, visual is going to be the most practical and definitely the most cost-effective method to do the test.
So the visual inspection, is it going to be done in the evening time or?
It's at night.
At night. So you'll have to have employees working after hours?
Yes.
Have you considered what you're going to do there? I mean, are they going to be off that day to work that evening?
Part of that might depend on what we had going that week.
In other words, you'll try to manage it to where it's not overtime or?
Right.
Okay.
We'll try without having to guarantee.
Right, let somebody come in at lunch.
Right, we all know day to day, of course, what happens with our.
Are we required to have this program?
Yes.
Okay.
The reason I say it's required, it's in the state guidelines, and what I found out from the Texas Transportation Institute presentation that we do not have this program in place, you could be denied federal and state grants. Now, it's a could. If someone takes the time to look into it, they could deny grants.
All right, I'll move that we accept the Upshur County Road and Bridge Department sign assessment program.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the Upshur County Road and Bridge Department sign and assessment program. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
I'm just going to put the one in the record that you gave me.
Nothing's changed.
Okay.
Do we have to sign that?
Yeah. Item seven is to discuss and take action to ban fireworks. And Mr. Miles, did you want to address the court on that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I noticed that Mr. Steelman is here, so I guess we're going to bump heads again. It just seemed like we're jumping the gun here a little bit. We don't even know what the month of December is going to be like. And the second is that burn ban can be instituted at any time. So, you know, since this 1 month preparation shouldn't be necessary.
Okay.
Also, we have a lot of people in Upshur County who rely upon the fireworks for seasonal employment. We're talking about people who, you know, buy the kids toys and things of that nature. You know, though, we should take all that into consideration before we think about a burn ban.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Miles. I'll tell everyone that the reason this is on the agenda is that the commissioners were concerned, I believe, at least a couple of commissioners were concerned that last summer we got into a situation where it was the presiding officer's responsibility to make this decision on his own. And the state mandates that we ban fireworks by December the 14th if we're going to do that. And because we wouldn't meet again before then, we needed to discuss it today just to see if there was a chance we even wanted to think about it. So. Was that a good explanation of that?
I believe so, yes, sir. And you know, I'm under the assumption that you know we're pretty wet right now, and we expect more rain as we get into the season or whatever. So, I myself feel comfortable with allowing the fireworks to be sold and used in the county for you know, for New Year's. You know, and I understand Mr. Miles' point also. That's my opinion right now. I mean, it would be nice if we could wait until December the 14th to do this.
I think this was just put on here to keep us from getting behind the eight ball.
Right.
We were trying to.
I think we're wet enough. And yeah. We're supposed to get rain Saturday. We're supposed to get rain next week. So okay. I don't see any reason to ban them. Commissioner Crabtree?
This is y'all's baby. Huh?
No, nobody wants to make a motion then? All right. There won't be any action on item seven. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution pertaining to taxation of goods in transit. And I felt that this needs to be posted as a public hearing, and I posted it as a regular agenda item, so we won't discuss this today. We'll discuss this on December the 15th, and maybe the county judge can get it posted right.
Judge, does that mean we're going to have a public hearing before the meeting on the 15th then, maybe?
Maybe, or after, okay. Immediately following, probably.
Okay.
Item 9 is to discuss and take action on approval, should say on approval, of a resolution of support for the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Program. As we move into the next round of the grant process for the courthouse restoration, we have to approve another resolution saying that we support the grant process.
So it's just a
just to keep the ball rolling?
Just to keep the ball rolling.
Procedural.
And item on the addendum, item 1 is to discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to execute the grant application for the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Grant. I posted that way because the grant application has to be submitted by tomorrow at 5 p.m. And our architects have been working on the grant application, and they're going to have a page they need me to sign tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve a resolution of support for the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Program, as well as to authorize the county judge to execute the grant for the application.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Crittenden and seconded by Commissioner Crabtree is to approve the resolution in support of the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Program and to authorize the county judge to execute the grant application. Those in favor of those actions?
Aye.
Those are approved. There's actually two because I need to send one to them and put one in the record.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Well, dang, you don't want these back.
Yeah, I need one, but.
Judge Fowler.